Chapter 18. I am fearless. Don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. John Wooden. Hey, listen, fear is a real thing. There are so many things in life that we can fear if we allow ourselves to fear them. The fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, the fear of rejection, the fear of loneliness, the fear of lack, the fear of change, the fear of being judged, the fear of being hurt, or even the fear of success. It all haunts us if we allow it to. In your profession, the fear of death, man, it's a daily real thing. Think about it. How many times in life have you passed up an opportunity because you allowed fear to dictate your decision? Maybe you were scared of rejection, the pressure, the success, or perhaps you were afraid that you just might not be able to do it. Fear can keep you from relationships, opportunities, greater performance, happiness, and ultimately from being fit for life. I've been there. Fear can paralyze you right where you're at and can become your worst enemy if you allow it to. I want to ask you a question. What are you afraid of? What are you really afraid of? Are you scared that you won't make it? Are you scared that you may not perform once you do make it? Who cares? Fear can torture you if you don't take control of it right now. Fear will prevent you from achieving the fit for life lifestyle that you deserve, hero. Think about it. How many times in your past you knew that you could have done something, but did not act out of fear? Really, think about it. What is the worst that could happen? Man, fear will force you to play it safe and will keep you from making big plays in life to win. When you're not afraid to fail, your chances of success increase tremendously. You can run from fear or you can attack it head on. Starting today, to view failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. Failure can be a great teacher if you allow it to be. Did you know that you were born with only two fears? That's right. You were born with only two fears. You were only born with the fear of falling, and the fear of loud noises. Falling and loud noises. That's it. This is great news for you, because that means that all other fears have been created. And if you created them, then you can overcome them. Where does fear come from? Yeah, you guessed it. It comes from the same place it all starts, your thinking. You cannot allow fear to be a part of your everyday mindset. Fear is a battle in your mind, and today you will win that battle, baby. To overcome fear, you must be real of what that fear is, and you must take action to cast it aside immediately. General Montgomery once said, "My own definition of leadership is this: the capacity and the will to rally men and women to a common purpose and the character which inspires confidence." Today, you will make a choice, faith or fear. You cannot operate in both fear and faith at the same time. Faith says, I will not be moved by how I feel. I will not be moved by what I see. Faith is believing and having a hope that it will work out, that you will win. Faith is making the choice to see beyond what the current thought or circumstance may be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. You may be reading this right now and saying, Coach JC, man, my faith has been tested. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flames in life and my faith has been shaken, man. Well, I've got good news for you. Faith is not a feeling. It's a choice. And today you will choose the faith mindset. Today, to be fit for life, you will choose faith over fear. Today's take action. What has fear kept me from achieving in my life? What am I really afraid of? What action am I going to take today to overcome this fear in my life? Today's winning confession. Today is my day. I will no longer allow fear to control me. I choose faith. Whatever I put my hands to will succeed. I can do anything I set my mind to, and I choose to face my fears starting today. I will choose faith, and I will choose the faith mindset. I am fearless. I choose faith. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.